Hi, welcome to our podcast. We're Adelina
and Florentina. Today we are going to talk about two true crime cases,
which we find very interesting due to their criminal reasons.
I'm going to be talking about Eileen Worson, a woman that killed seven men. She had a rough life since her early life. Her mother was 14 and her father was 18 when they married. First, they had a boy together, Keith, Eileen's older brother. After 2 months of the birth of Eileen, Diane, her mother, filed for divorce. Eileen never got to know her father because he committed suicide in prison. He got locked up after he kidnapped and took advantage of a seven-year-old. Her father was also diagnosed with schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a mental illness that affects people, and the symptoms are like hearing voices, having bad thoughts, and there is no cure for it except for some medication to calm it down. When Eileen was only 4 years old, their mother abandoned them. The maternal parents, in other words, her mother's parents, who were both alcoholics, took legal custody of Eileen and her brother. In school, she engaged in disreputable acts for cigarettes, drugs, and food. Her grandfather assaulted her and beat her, but her grandmother ignored that. A family friend also treated her gruesomely and left her pregnant at only 14 years old. She gave birth to a boy at a home for unwed mothers and placed him for adoption because she had no other choice. A few months after her son was born, she dropped out of school at about the same time her grandmother died of liver failure. She was also a psychopath, which means she didn't feel any empathy at all, and she couldn't be cured.
Now we're going to jump into the second case of Menendez brothers who murdered their parents. Here's a bit of their backstory. The Menendez family was a perfect model family of the American dream in the 1980s. Their father, Jose, was born in Cuba and emigrated to America after the Cuban Revolution as a teen. In college, he fell in love with Mary Louise Anderson, who got called Kitty and was a few years older than him. They later moved to New York, where Jose got an accounting degree. In 1968, their first son, Lyle, was born. 3 years later, his brother Eric was born. Lyle turned out to be a star tennis player and seemed destined for a career in business, like his father, that he openly obeyed. Eric was getting even better in tennis and played along with his father's obsessive intervention and was a nationally high-ranked player in his age group. They had no choice other than to be successful because of their strict father. Their former swim coach told the 1990s New York Times that it seemed like Jose was so competitive that he was doing anything to make his sons the best. It didn't do anything to the boys apart from making them less self-confident and depressed. If they did something wrong, he would beat them with his belt or his fists, assaulted or slapped them across the face. For many years, Kitty and Jose tortured their sons. At a very young age, the parents showed Eric and Lyle violent films and tricked them into unwanted actions. Eric's and Lyle's childhood also included psychological abuse. Psychological abuse includes emotional and verbal abuse. They often got called sissies or many awful names. Lyle and Eric weren't allowed to have any friends due to their parents' rules. As kids, they got shown affection in inappropriate ways, so to speak, which affected them in the future. At 9 years old, Lyle told his cousin Diane that he was scared that his father would come into his room and assault him. The cousin got concerned, and Lyle tried to convince her it was normal and it's a usual thing they do. Two other cousins got told not to go upstairs as the brothers and Jose wanted some alone time. Kitty used to sit us in front of the TV and turn the volume up as loud as she could so we wouldn't hear Lyle and Eric cry and yell. I happened to hear it anyway, one of the cousins said. In 1989, Eric, age 18, and Lyle, age 21, decided to kill their parents as a self-defense act after they got threatened to get killed by Kitty and Jose. One of the brothers said, I just felt shattered. My world was falling apart, crumbling at that point. As they got asked how they felt after the crime, in 1996, they got sentenced for first-degree murder for a lifetime without the possibility of releasing them earlier after two trials. At the first prosecution, it got claimed that the motive for the murder was the money and they would get for their parents' loss. At the second, they confessed and talked about the At the first prosecution, it got claimed that the motive of the murder was the money they would get for their parents' loss. At the second, they confessed and talked about the abuse they received from their father,